Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Although it's been 14 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the fear that those attacks engendered in us as a nation has lingered.
It shows up in the way we travel by air, the ways we barricade our public offices, the ways we give up more personal freedoms in search of more security.
It also shows up in the ways we profile those of Middle Eastern extraction, whether or not they're Muslims. And that kind of profiling is the basis for Yousef El-Gwindi's play Back of the Throat, which has been described by American Theater Magazine as, quote, like a section of the Patriot Act as dramatized by David Mamet and Franz Kafka.
It opens Thursday evening at Next Act Theater. Edward Morgan directs and Mohammed El-Bsat stars, and they both join me now. Edward, great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Always glad
us.
To be here, Bonnie.
This is such an interesting play, Back of the Throat. Mm. And you showed me before we turned on the microphones a speech that kind of sums up one of the themes mm-hmm. of the play. And mm-hmm. I'm hoping that start us out with that, because I think that kind of will set up the conversation.
I will indeed. This is a short speech spoken by one of the agents who's come to investigate an Arab-American writer in the wake of 9/11. One more thing. At no time should you think this is an ethnic thing. Your ethnicity has nothing to do with it other than the fact that your background happens to be the place where most of this crap is coming from. So naturally the focus is going to be on you. It's not profiling, it's deduction. You're a Muslim and an Arab. Those are the badasses currently making life a living hell, and so we'll gravitate towards you and your ilk until other badasses from other races make a nuisance of themselves, right? Yesterday the Irish and the Poles, today it's you. Tomorrow, it might be the Dutch.
Yeah, the Dutch.
Yeah, you'll hear a better version of that from the actor Jonathan Wainwright in the production, but I'm happy to represent it and the playwright here right now.
So this play is – obviously it comes out of what happened at 9/11.
Yes, it
and everything that has gone on since mm-hmm. then. How are you approaching it?
This is the most topical play I think I've ever directed. It's just unbelievably topical. If you look at the world right now, the collision or the interaction of the Middle East and the West is the dominant issue of our time. And this is this playwright's close-up on a certain aspect of that, which is really how our fear and our reaction is driving the way we're perceiving Middle Easterners in our society. It has ramifications elsewhere, but it's that issue. And it's exaggerated in the way that our fears cause us to perceive things in an exaggerated way.
We should also point out that this is a comedy, too.
It is.
This is not a it's a serious look at this, but it's done in a comedic way.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've decided to call it a roller coaster ride. You know, when you get on the roller coaster and you're scared, but it's funny. The whole thing is there's a quality of it that's like that, like a roller coaster ride. Or again, the way – or a little bit nightmarish too, the way things get exaggerated and extended by paranoia.
So Mohammed, you are here working at Johnson Controls. You are from Lebanon.
Yeah.
How much of this play strikes a chord for you?
I think for me, just – being raised as a Muslim, and then when I see the misconceptions about Islam, and that is based on, you know, a very small percentage of, you know, like ISIS and Al-Qaeda or Taliban, I'm not necessarily religious, but those misconceptions just, they get to me in a way because I know it's not true. You know, growing up as a Muslim, I'm not taught to kill other people. I'm not taught to hate Christians or Jews or any other religion. You know, we're taught that we need to be good to other people. Yes, there are certain, you know, we have to pray five times a day. I don't necessarily do that, but there is no teaching of violence as it is portrayed. And it's that, I think, that's how it kind of I kind of relate to the topic of the play.
So being part of this, were you an actor in Lebanon or is this something new for you?
I picked it up when I started my PhD at Marquette. I kind of got involved in the theater program there.
Okay. So I think what's interesting is that theater is allowing us here a window into the way you think about these things and the way you experience these things. I mean, to me, that's fascinating, and it's one of the things that theater is so good for.
Right. It's a very unique way to have a dialogue on these issues and hopefully a different kind of way to reflect on it that I think we kind of experience the play from the point of view of this Arab-American writer who's not – doesn't speak Arabic, isn't particularly Muslim. He's far more Western really even than Muhammad. He just happens to have the name and the background and the look that makes him profiled, and someone has brought his name up. So we kind of experience this ride of his investigation, which begins kind of realistically and then gets wilder and wilder from his point of view. And so we can kind of put on his shoes and walk a mile, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things that I think we're still so uncomfortable with, culturally uncomfortable, because we know we shouldn't paint everyone the same way. But at the same time, you know, we have this fear and these things happened. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're going to get some very interesting audience reactions.
Yeah, it's asking us two things. One, the play is asking us how much of our humanity and our civic liberty are we willing to trade for the perception of greater security? I don't know about the reality. And that's a pretty significant question to ask. The other thing is that the play itself is deliberately murky. As this plot gets uncovered that this writer might have been involved in, we really can't find the truth. And I think the play begins to reflect back to us how our own fear, our own biases, our own prejudices can shape the way we interpret the facts or the truth in such a way that we lose track of where it even is. So there's a mystery or there's a cleverness that way to it, which is really fun.
Did you know this playwright's work before?
I did not.
Yeah,
I'm
me
now
either.
Interested to read some more, but
yeah.
I did not.
So this is not the only play that
right.
he's written?
He's got a few more, and he's kind of on a rising wave as a writer.
Yeah. Very cool. Now, yeah. Mohammed, had you known anything about him?
I had not, no. It just after you know they asked me to come read for it, I didn't know about him.
Yeah. So I just – because it's not anybody that I know either, and I'm thinking, okay, I want to know more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good writer. It's funny. It's outrageous. And yet it's hitting this political nerve or social and political nerve.
Yeah. So how far are you into rehearsals at this point?
We're into the second week. We've now fully staged the play, and so we begin to work our way back through and make it better. We've discovered, you know, stylistically, it's kind of a blend of that which is realistic and not realistic, outrageous and grounded. And so, you know, you kind of tell a story in a clear way, and then you have to figure out how to find that balance where it's both funny and not funny, not too much of a comedy and not too serious.
Right. You don't want it to be slapstick, but at
no.
the same time, you know, you don't want it to be so completely drama
right.
that you
Correct.
Lose that too. So, Mohammed, for you, as an acting challenge, how is this play?
Well, I play a dead person.
Which is a challenge.
which is a challenge in itself. But also, it's just there isn't much information about my character per se. Other than facts or stereotypes maybe or things that you might think about the character of somebody who was involved in like 9/11 attacks, those who did the attacks or were involved. So I think that's the challenge is just like what does that character feel and what is he thinking really when he's actually saying those lines? So I think that's the challenge. But Edward's been great kind of giving me direction and – guiding me through it.
How many folks are in the play total?
The play has a cast of five.
Okay.
Though one, the young woman plays, Alexandra Bonachot, plays three different parts as they sort of examine aspects of the writer's past.
And the writer is Jonathan?
No, the writer is a friend from New York, Chris Tramontana, who's it's wonderful casting because his DNA background makes him one-third Middle Eastern, but he was raised Italian Catholic and thought of himself as Italian. But you look at his face and you see a face that's like the faces of the guys in Guantanamo or like the faces of the guys sort of in ISIS now. And he says every cab he gets to in New York, the cab driver turns around and says, so are you from – and states the country they're from.
Yeah.
So the difference between who he is and how he looks to other people is right there where the the play takes place.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect. It would be what my mother would say, who is Armenian. She'd say, the map of Armenia on his face.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or wherever.
The map of Tunisia on his face.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping that people take away from this? It's just to further the dialogue?
I hope they're entertained. I hope that it provokes a different kind of dialogue and a different kind of awareness on the subject, not just of how we perceive Arab Americans, but how we perceive other. Mm-hmm. Really, it's about – I mean, he touches on immigration not just relative to Arab Americans. And again, with hundreds of thousands of Middle Eastern refugees flooding Europe and the whole – questions Trump in his inimitable way is bringing to the surface here, it's incredibly current in how we begin or continue to form a pluralistic society, how we see other. The world is smaller and smaller. You know, how do we continue to interact? I think it's a fresh voice and a fresh and entertaining look at those questions.
And Muhammad, for you?
I think for me it's just I would like, you know, again, to further the dialogue and also for people in general to really rethink stating things in a certain way, like painting everybody with the same brush and making judgments based on, you know, the way somebody looks or the fact that they're from place. You know, I think it's just to kind of start to kind of ignite something that will start like, oh, wait. Yeah, no, that doesn't mean he's such and such just because he is such and such. I think if people can take that away from the play, I think that would be great. It would be a start.
It would certainly be a start. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Edward, it has been so great to see you again.
Always. Thank you so
much. Always, always. And Muhammad, so wonderful to meet you. Thank you for taking time out to talk with us today.
Of course. Thank you.
Break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Edward Morgan directs Next Act Theater's production of Back of the Throat. Mohamed Elbsat plays one of the roles.
The play opens Thursday night and runs through October 25th. There is more information at wuwm.com.